1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good afternoon. Take a seat, please.
Thank you. I want to have my hair cut and dyed black today.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Two. Excuse me, where is the dining hall?
On the first floor of the dormitory building, but I'm afraid it's closed now. Anyway, the coffee shop next to the library is still open.
Question. Which place does the man imply the woman should go to? 3. Did you see my passport? I can't find it anywhere in my handbag.
I remember you used it yesterday to pay for those shoes with your credit card.
Question. What is the woman looking for?
4. That's the best lecture I've ever been to. I've really enjoyed it.
But you fell asleep right after it started.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
5. Shall we go shopping or take some snacks?
Whatever you decide is cool with me.
Question. What does the man mean?
6. Look, page after page of advertisements. It's a waste of time reading them.
Well, though some may cheat people into buying products, many are quite informative.
Question. What is the woman's opinion of advertisements?
7. Hi, Wang. Welcome back. How was your training program in Shanghai?
It was fruitful, although I didn't have much time to walk around as expected.
Question. How does the man feel about his training program? 8. Would you like to come round for dinner on my birthday? It's next Saturday, the 18th.
But for the school charity sale on that very day, I would come.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. You kept coughing all night. Didn't you take the pills?
No, I didn't. I couldn't see the point.
Question. What does the man imply? 10. You were on the phone for an hour.
It was my mum. Rarely do we run out of conversation.
Question. What can we learn about the man?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Every year in the US, about £133 million of food goes to waste. A lot of it is fruits and vegetables, like 3-legged carrots and forked strawberries. They are deserted simply because they are not pretty enough to be displayed on store shelves. If you look at the big picture, about a third of the planet's food goes to waste for the same reason. That's enough to feed 2 billion people. Now a company called Imperfect Me is trying to change that situation. The company collects ugly fruits and vegetables from farmers and markets and sells them to local residents at a deep discount. It can be 30 to 50% off the regular price. Similar campaigns are underway in places like Boston, as well as Portugal and the UK. For now, most chain supermarkets don't carry ugly fruits and vegetables. But Steve Clarks of Imperfect Me hopes the supermarkets will come around because customers want such food. He says it is really easy to convince people when they realize they can pay a lower price to get the same kind of taste and health. Now listen again.
Every year in the U.S., about 133 million pounds of food goes to waste. A lot of it is fruits and vegetables, like three-legged carrots and forked strawberries. They are deserted simply because they are not pretty enough to be displayed on store shelves. If you look at the big picture, about a third of the planet's food goes to waste for the same reason. That's enough to feed 2 billion people. Now a company called Imperfect Me is trying to change that situation. The company collects ugly fruits and vegetables from farmers and markets and sells them to local residents at a deep discount. It can be 30 to 50% off the regular price. Similar campaigns are underway in places like Boston, as well as Portugal and the UK. For now, most chain supermarkets don't carry ugly fruits and vegetables. But Steve Clarks of Imperfect Me hopes the supermarkets will come around because customers want such food. He says, "It is really easy to convince people when they realize they can pay a lower price to get the same kind of taste and health."
Questions. 11. According to the passage, for what reason is a third of the world's food deserted?
What can be learned about the company Imperfect Me from the passage?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A city in England has started an ambitious plan to plant as many as 1 million trees every year for the next decade. The project is called the City of Trees. Project director Tony Brown explained that the green venture has three main aims. He said, "One is to plant a tree for every man, woman and child over the next decade. Next, we are very much focused on bringing existing woodland into management, because it doesn't make any sense to plant new woodland if you can't manage what you've got already. Finally, we want to engage people a lot more in their natural environment, that is, in planting trees, in managing areas, and in understanding more about the benefits that trees and woodlands bring to our society." Mr. Brown further outlined the reasons for the recently launched environmental project. He said, "Our city wants to be a world-class region. We have a lot of fantastic economic development going on, but the natural environment needs to keep up with that." He believes the project will reconnect people with trees and the natural world, provide benefits to health and reduce stress. He said, "Woodlands can do great things in terms of air pollution reduction and can help to protect against noise pollution. They can also help cities and towns reduce the urban heat island effect and flooding." Now listen again.
A city in England has started an ambitious plan to plant as many as 1 million trees every year for the next decade. The project is called The City of Trees. Project director Tony Brown explained that the Green Venture has three main aims. He said, one is to plant a tree for every man, woman, and child over the next decade. Next, we are very much focused on bringing existing woodland into management, because it doesn't make any sense to plant new woodland if you can't manage what you've got already. Finally, we want to engage people a lot more in their natural environment, that is, in planting trees, in managing areas, and in understanding more about the benefits that trees and woodlands bring to our society. Mr. Brown further outlined the reasons for the recently launched environmental project. He said, "Our city wants to be a world-class region. We have a lot of fantastic economic development going on, but the natural environment needs to keep up with that." He believes the project will reconnect people with trees and the natural world, provide benefits to health, and reduce stress. He said, "Woodlands can do great things in terms of air pollution reduction and can help to protect against noise pollution. They can also help cities and towns reduce the urban heat island effect and flooding."
Questions 14. According to the passage, how many trees will be planted in all in the next decade?
According to the passage, which of the following is a main goal of the project?
According to Tony Brown, which of the following is a reason to launch the project?
17-20 are based on the following conversation at a campus police station. How can I help you?
I think my car has been stolen.
Can you give me the details?
It's a red minivan.
When and where did you last see it?
This morning I left it in front of number one classroom building.
Let me check. It appears your van was in the staff-only parking zone.
I'm sorry. I was a bit late for my class. I had to find a place so I could get to my classroom quickly.
But since you shouldn't have left your car there, it was moved away.
Then how do I get my car back?
Well, go to the campus traffic office. That's opposite the administration building and on the left side of the stadium. Please bring your student card along.
I will. Do I have to pay a fine?
I'm sorry to say yes, there's a parking fine. And before taking your car, you also have to pay for the storage fee.
Okay, how much will that be?
The storage fee is $5 per day, so you'd better pick up your car today, if possible. The fine is $50, but if you pay within 3 days, the fine is reduced to $20.
I see. Thanks.
Now listen again. How can I help you?
I think my car has been stolen.
Can you give me the details?
It's a red minivan.
When and where did you last see it?
This morning I left it in front of number one classroom building.
Let me check. It appears your van was in the staff-only parking zone.
I'm sorry. I was a bit late for my class. I had to find a place so I could get to my classroom quickly.
But since you shouldn't have left your car there, it was moved away.
Then how do I get my car back?
Well, go to the campus traffic office. That's opposite the administration building and on the left side of the stadium. Please bring your student card along.
I will. Do I have to pay a fine?
I'm sorry to say yes, there's a parking fine. And before taking your car, you also have to pay for the storage fee.
Okay, how much will that be?
The storage fee is $5 per day, so you'd better pick up your car today, if possible. The fine is $50, but if you pay within 3 days, the fine is reduced to $20.
I see. Thanks. Questions 17. What happened to the man's car?
18. What can be learned about the staff-only parking zone?
19. To get back his car, where should the man go?
20. How much should the man pay altogether if he picks up his car this afternoon?